Welcome to day 217. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Tes, and we're continuing to discuss the transference of flavor between Truma and Chulin. Now, we said that the most common way to transfer flavor in general, not just by Truma and Chulin, is when there is a heat source. It's through cooking. But there's another way to transfer flavor as well, and that is through pickling. When there's very salty water, brine, that can be pulled, it can extract flavor and be boleya and help flavor get absorbed. And we're going to see in the second Mishnah that maybe it's not quite as strong as cooking, but it still does transfer flavor. We learned yesterday about the case of two different types of fish being pickled together, kosher fish and non-kosher fish, and how that transfers flavor. And now we're going to learn about chagavim, grasshoppers. Says Mishnah Tes, chagavim tameim, non-kosher grasshoppers, shenichbashu im chagavim tahorim, that are being pickled together with kosher grasshoppers. We know that the Torah tells us they're kosher grasshoppers. We need to know the Masorah is. We need to know through tradition which ones are and which ones aren't. Many of us don't have that anymore. I believe there are some Sephardic communities that still have that Masorah. In fact, there was a video that surfaced recently in which someone presented Rav Schechter, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva University of YU, presented a grasshopper with a reliable source that this was a kosher grasshopper, and the video has Rav Schechter reaching, I think it's from this summer, reaching into the jar and tasting the grasshopper. I'll try to get you that video. But the point is, we know, I mean, that's not proof. The Torah itself tells us that are kosher grasshoppers. So if non-kosher grasshoppers and kosher grasshoppers are being pickled together in the same brine, lo paslu es tziram, the brine does not become usser. Meaning to say that we don't say that the flavor from the non-kosher grasshoppers, obviously the brine extracts flavor. We don't say that now the brine is usser. And by the way, the Mishnah doesn't even give a measurement. It could be a ton of non-kosher brine. It seems that as long as there's a little bit of kosher brine in there as well, all of the brine is going to be considered kosher. You don't have to worry about the fact that it extracted flavor from the non-kosher grasshoppers, which is very different than what we saw yesterday by fish. We said even if there's a huge amount of kosher brine and even a small amount of non-kosher brine from the non-kosher fish, then it would aser, it would prohibit all of the brine. So what's the difference here between the chagavim and the fish? It seems that when it comes to fish, the brine is polite. It extracts from the fish. It extracts parts of the fish, meaning it extracts the blood from the fish. So that which is in the brine, that is a part of the fish itself. Whereas with grasshoppers, they don't have blood. The general, that which is being extracted from a fish is certainly not extracted from the same way from the grasshopper. So it might have some flavor, but it is not part of the grasshopper at all. The brine, that which is extracted, is not part of the grasshopper. Whereas with other animals, like fish, it would be considered part of the thing that it was pollinated from. So in this case, it's not really part of the grasshopper at all. And as long as it's mixed even with a little bit of kosher brine, it's totally fine. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok testified, Al tzir chagavim tameim, on brine of totally, of only non-kosher grasshoppers. The first case is when you have non-kosher and kosher together in the same brine. Rav Tzadok said that even if you have brine that pickled only non-kosher grasshoppers, shi'utar, it's kosher. Meaning the first opinion said, when they're together, as long as there's a little bit of kosher brine mixed in with the non-kosher brine, then the non-kosher brine, then all that whole mixture is okay. Rabbi Tzadok says you don't even need the mixture. That which is extracted from the grasshopper is not really part of the grasshopper at all, and therefore the brine is not kosher. It's actually kosher. Even if the brine is purely from non-kosher chagavim, it's totally fine. That is Mishnah Tes. Says Mishnah Yud, kol hanichbashim ze im ze, anything, we're talking about vegetables, any vegetables that were pickled together, let's say you have, we're back in the case of truma, let's say you have truma cucumbers and non-truma cucumbers that are pickled together, mutarim, they are allowed, meaning to say that even though pickling generally transfers flavor, it seems to be only in specific cases. When it comes to vegetables in general, it would not transfer flavor. Pickling is not. That is not true by Bishul, by the way. By cooking, when there's a heat source, the flavor of vegetables, regular vegetables, would transfer one to another. But when it comes to pickling, it's not strong enough by regular vegetables to transfer any flavor, and therefore it'd be totally fine if you had two different vegetables, two different cucumbers, pickling together. Ella, but there's an exception, Ella im hachasis. The exception is when there's a very sharp vegetable, something like a garlic or onion. When it comes to these very sharp vegetables, that's when kavush, that's when pickling transfers flavor. So says the Mishnah, chasis shal chulin im chasis shal truma, if you have a sharp chulin vegetable together, pickled together with a sharp truma vegetable, or yarak shel chulin, if you have a regular chulin vegetable, im chasis shel truma, with a very sharp truma vegetable, in both those cases, usur, it's prohibited. Because if both vegetables, the truma and the non-truma, are both very sharp, so then of course the pickling process will transfer flavor. And if you have a regular cucumber, non-truma, a chulin cucumber, and you have a sharp truma vegetable, well then the pickling process will extract the flavor from the sharp truma and will inject it, will absorb it into the the non-sharp truma, not chulin vegetable, and therefore the chulin will now take on the status of truma, because again, the truma came from a very sharp vegetable, so the pickling process will transfer the flavor. Aval chasis shel chulin, but if you have a very sharp chulin vegetable, im yarak shel truma, and with a regular truma vegetable, then mutter, then the flavor does not get transferred, because again, the pickling process will extract flavor from something that's very sharp. So in this case, it'll extract the flavor from the chulin and maybe absorb it into the truma, but who cares? The truma is truma. But it cannot extract the flavor from the truma vegetable because it is not sharp, and therefore the chulin vegetables, the sharp chulin vegetables, will never take on the flavor of truma. Now, it is important to know that we did see earlier a case in which pickling did impact the flavor, did transfer flavor, and that was with olives. So it's very clear then that olives are part of the category of chassis, of sharp vegetables, and therefore if you do have the olives pickled together, they would transfer flavor, but that's the exception. That's because they're sharp. Generally, vegetables would not transfer flavor simply through pickling. That is Mishnah Yud. We'll continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph tomorrow.